to take time in our study to talk about the Holy Spirit. It is one of the most misused terms. That is, that people don't understand its works and its purpose in relationship to scheme of redemption. God's plan that was planned before the foundations of the earth. Hope you brought your Bibles tonight, and I want you to open them to 1 John 5:7. 1 John 5:7. And if you're at 1 John 5:7, I want you to denote Matthew 3:11. And what I want to do is, first of all, take us through some scripture in relationship to the names of the Holy Spirit. And then we'll look at some characteristics of the Holy Spirit. So 1 John 5:7, if you dare, please denote Matthew 3:11 there, as we will go there next. It says, "For there are three that bear record in heaven. That is the Father, the Word," by the Word. Will you please so kind write John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. The Word and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. These three are one in deity and Godhead." Now, let's go to Matthew 3:11, and let's see some names that the Holy Spirit is called. And we begin in Matthew 3:11 there. All right, and if you have Matthew 3:11, I want you to note Matthew 28:19. Matthew 3:11. John the Baptist says, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. Malachi 3:1. "But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. And he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." Now we know this Holy Ghost up here is a reference to the miraculous indwelling of the Holy Spirit of Mark 9:1 or Luke 24:45-47, that was promised to the apostles, Mark 16:20, to confirm the word. So if you're there, by that Holy Ghost there, I do want you to note Mark 9:1, Luke 24:45-47, as well as Mark 16:20, that this Holy Ghost here is a reference to the miraculous indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Some of you standing here should not take death till you see the kingdom coming with power. The kingdom coming with power. But he is called the Holy Ghost, and that's what I want you to see. Now, let's go to Matthew 28:19. And by that, just write Matthew 28:19 as we cross-reference these scriptures together. Matthew 28:19. Jesus came back, now he giving final orders in verse 18, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I will be with you even until the end of time." So we see it's used in the sense of the Holy Ghost in relationship to understanding the descriptive names as in, I want you to see this here, in purpose. In each case, it was given for a purpose. The Holy Spirit always has a purpose as to why he exists. In Matthew 3:11, We look at that purpose there. Go back there right quick. Matthew 3:11. I want you to see the purpose there. He's talking about that I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. And by that word, Holy Ghost, just write the word confirm. Confirm. See, Mark 16:20. See, it was given to them to confirm the word, and those who do not do, we baptize with fire, and that's damnation there in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Now, let's go to Philippians 3:3. Philippians 3:3, and I see another sense that he's been used there. Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 3. Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 3. 3:3. Philippians 3 and verse number 3. And by Philippians 3:3, write 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 11. And we're going to start reading in verse number 1 of Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 1. All right? And let's see what he's talking about here. He says, finally, my brethren, and that word again, brethren. You know, every time I see the word brethren, I like to just denote 27. Amen? Amen? See, I denote 27. And the reason why the blessing that we get to be able to be at that point, that these 21 books that we live by, because we have been added to the body of Christ, because we believe what was said in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Amen? Don't take it for granted. Amen? That those 27 means something to you if you're not in compliance to it, amen. Right. Or we use the phrase, he says, finally, my brethren, make sure you are a brethren, amen. That you are a faithful brethren, amen. That you are steadfast, unmovable, and always abound in the work of the Lord. So whenever I see that, I like to denote that in a repetitious sense. I know you say he keeps saying that repetitiously because I don't want us to forget, amen. That we are brethren, amen. That we are heirs of God and we are joint heirs of Jesus Christ, amen. And just don't take it for granted, amen. Or just don't think about it loosely, but be proud of it, amen. That you are a brother in Christ Jesus, amen. Father, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. That's enough to make you rejoice in, amen. To write the same thing to you, to me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe, amen. Why is it safe? Because we are rejoicing because we are brethren, amen? Ain't that right? See, we are rejoicing because we are brethren. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. You know what? The Holy Spirit used this type of terminology to describe those in the world, amen? Those and what they can do to you, the danger of sin, or what sin can do. And the reason why I'm saying that, because we look at brethren and we tolerate brethren. We allow brethren to be unfaithful. We allow brethren to do what they want to do. We have the word of God that teaches us to admonish our brothers, to encourage our brother, to exhort our brethren. Because see, when you're not brethren and you can't rejoice because it's not safe, because you're not in Christ Jesus, this is how he characterized these individuals, amen? He called them dogs. He said, beware of these people, evil workers. Beware of circumcisions, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit. Underline that word. In the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Why? Because we are brethren, amen? Because we are brethren. Because we are guided by the Spirit. That is the right attitude, amen, to be able to rejoice, amen, because it is all right. That's that mindset, amen. It's all right. Why? Because we're in the Spirit. You know, you go to John 4:4, God is a Spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. See, a lot of times, see, because we don't let the Holy Spirit work in our life. That's the word, right? See, because we don't, 1 Corinthians 6:19, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Or Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in us richly. See, to be in the Spirit, to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth, just the fact to be brothering, amen, that is that we are faithful brethren, amen. See, I have confidence that each and every one of you, I love you because you are my brother, amen. We are heirs of God and we are joint heirs of Jesus Christ. I'm safe around you because we all have the same mindset. We all are ready-minded, amen. See, we all have the mind of Christ, amen. And like they say, because we're in the spirit, you got my back and I got your back, amen. In the Lord, amen. In the Lord, amen. And that's the blessing that we have by being in the spirit, that is to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth because we have the Holy Spirit, which is the perfect law of liberty. And that's the reason why he says rejoice. But like I talked about this morning, we are sealed with the Spirit until redemption. Well, let's don't take it for granted. Let's know who he is. Let's appreciate who he is. Because this spirit here, of being in the spirit, brethren, is a blessing. See, you not know that all churches of Christ did not worship God in spirit and truth today? That even though they got Church of Christ written on the outside, it makes no difference how many members that they may have entered to the buildings. But because the spirit could not work, either because they were a dog, an evil worker, a one who's causing concision, see, at that point we lose the benefits, see, of being in the spirit because of the Holy Spirit, amen. Because of that comforter, that spirit of truth, that we can say, brethren, hey, we can rejoice. See, rejoice when you even leave here. Because you as a husband is in the spirit. You as a wife are in the spirit. See, what caused your home to be a home in the spirit. See, your surroundings in the spirit. Everything about you, in your truck, as you travel down the road, you're in the spirit, amen. See, we can rejoice. See, because of the power of the word of God. And only we who are brethren, because he says the founder of my brethren. He's not talking to the world. He's talking to us. See, he's talking to the saved. Those who are saved. Those who can rejoice in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Now go with me to 1 Corinthians 6:11. And let's go a little bit further. Y'all with me so far? Amen. The little men had me when I walked in, but they're about to let me go. 1 Corinthians 6:11. Amen. Because in 1 Corinthians 6:11, before we get to 19, he says, and such was some of you, but ye are washed. Amen. But you are sanctified, John 17:17. But you are justified. Do y'all hear the language? In the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit. Amen. This is the Spirit here. See, this right here. This right here calls us to be washed, to be sanctified, to set apart from darkness to light. You want to know what to be right? This makes you right. This is what makes you sanctified, to be the light as Jesus in the light, that you are continually washed in the blood of our Lamb of 1 John 1:9. He says, and justified, made right by the authority, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Because guess what? You can't do it if you're not in the Spirit. See, you can't be justified. You can't be right. You can't be washed. You can't be sanctified unless it's sanctioned by Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church, Ephesians 1:22-23 and Colossians 1:18. And it is sanctioned by the perfect law of liberty that we call 27 books. Did y'all hear what I just said? And folks say, well, this is a sanctified church. It sure is. But not in your sense. Not in your sense. Because that sanctification simply means that we've been set apart by his word, by his spirit, through study. By know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, that you may be in the spirit. And guess what? You in the spirit 24/7. See, we just don't get on in the spirit on Wednesdays and Sundays. See, we in the spirit wherever you go. Wherever your feet take you, you in the spirit. Come on, spirit. Amen. Y'all with me? See, you in the spirit when you're touching things. See, because when your mind right, you're going to touch what's right. Amen. Am I right? Because see, when you find your feet touching you somewhere where you ain't got no business, you're out of the spirit. Am I right? Because when your mindset is right, through study, am I right? Because you study to show yourself approved, amen, you're going to touch what's right, you're going to walk what's right, you're going to look what's right, you're going to hear what's right, because right going to follow you, because you've been washed, you've been sanctified by the Spirit, am I right, by the authority of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to make you justified, and that justification comes because you are right. Y'all with me? So the test come that this week when you find yourself guided by the wrong spirit, you out of the spirit. Hello? See, when you find yourself saying things that you have no business saying, or looking at things you have no business looking at, or touching things that you have no business touching, you out of the spirit. Because you're no longer sanctified. You no longer have been set apart. You're no longer justified. See, you no longer respect authority. See, everything is done in the name of, or by the authority of, that is sanctioned by the Spirit. That we can be in the Spirit of the deity of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And guess what? Don't look like it's complicated. It's a blessing. Because the only way it's going to work is that once you begin to put it in, it get gooder, it get gooder, it get gooder, and it get gooder. It get better, it get better, and get better. You grow, you grow, you grow. You mature, you mature, you mature to the point, here we go again, blessed is the man who has endured temptation. Because when you endure, you're going to receive the crown of life, which has been promised by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But it's a process. See, some of y'all say, well, I get it Wednesday night. No, you better be getting it this evening again, amen? See, you need to get it in the morning a little more, amen? That study, amen? Because the adversary is still there, am I right? That liar is still there, am I right? That tempter is still there, am I right? That slanderer is still there, am I right? Am I right? See, he's still there. But you're going to have the ability to say it is what? There you go. Y'all with me? It's a blessing, amen? But only we, amen, have that right to say the Holy Spirit. Because they don't. Because you remember, they're still dogs, am I right? They're still evildoers, am I right? They still cause concision, am I right? Which is nothing but sin. And all sin separates you from the blessings of being in Christ Jesus. So in examination time, before I move on, see, when you find yourself doing the same thing over and over and over again, and it's wrong, you sick. Spiritually sick. Amen. And if you don't correct it, it's going to get worse and worse. But the danger, the real danger is not being in the spirit. See, not being justified. See, not being sanctified. See, because see, you look here, go back to 6. Go back to the 1 Corinthians 6. See, you look here in verse 6, chapter. In this book. Maybe I need some exercise. Okay, here we go. Go back to 1 Corinthians 6. But Fred, you slipping. You get them books and stuff for me. See, when you get down to verse 19, because you understand verse 11, see, then he said, what? Amen? See, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, amen, which is in you. Why is it in you? Because of what happened in verse 11. Am I right? Amen? Which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not of your own. See, that's why he's called the Spirit of truth in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Amen? All right, Romans 8:9, very quickly. Y'all with me? And by 1 Corinthians 6:11, just write Romans 8:9. Amen? Y'all with me? Now, in Romans chapter 8 and verse 9, this is real good. And the reason why it's real good, because here it says in Romans 8 verse 9, he says, but ye are not in the flesh. Right? 1 John 2:15. Right? But in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Y'all with me? Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Y'all see that? See, you can't be sanctified. You can't be justified. You can't be washed by the word. If you choose to let the flesh control your life versus being guided by the Spirit. Amen? Because when you allow flesh to enter in, you lose the benefits of being healed, that in Christ Jesus. Amen? But look at verse 10. And if Christ be in you, amen? If, now that's based on each and every one of us, how you live, how you let the word of Christ dwell in you. See, people talk about the Holy Spirit where you can get all of it you want, amen. If Christ be in you, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is alive because of righteousness, justification, amen? See, it's just as simple. You sow toward the flesh, that's damnation. You sow toward the spirit, that's everlasting life. How we choose to live, what kind of life we live, who you associate with, see, who your friends may be. See, all this taking contact in relationship to what type of spirit you have guided by the Holy Spirit. Whether you're right or whether you're wrong. And a lot of us just take it too much for granted. You know, we associate with anybody. We allow anybody to come to our home. We just do anything. We take any kind of job. We say, well, it makes no difference. It do make a difference because that may determine whether you're right or whether you're wrong. Amen? If you don't believe me, keep on doing it. You know why I say that? Because the devil knows. The devil can look down the hands of time. He has that power to look down the hands of time. And the devil can weigh your faithfulness and your unfaithfulness. The devil can know based on who you are, what you can do and what you can't do, what you're capable of doing, what you're capable of not doing, and what you think that he's going to attack. You understand what I'm saying? Simply because, see, darkness brings darkness. Amen. And you may say, well, no, 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 I'm going to try to convert them. Well, you can't convert them sitting in Applebee's at the bar. It ain't going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Because the Bible says, come ye out from among them. Be separate, said the Lord. Touch not, taste not, and handle not in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. All right, Romans 8, 9. I don't have time to go to it. But write Philippians 1, 19. And go to John 14, 16. John 14, 16. And I see him again the way he is. John chapter 14 and verse number 16. See, in John 14 and verse 16. See? If you had John 14, 16, I want you to know verse 26. John 14, 16, then denote 26, and then by John 14, 17, denote John 16, 13. I'll say it again. John 14, 16, denote verse 26. Because we want to see him as a comforter or advocate. And then in John 14, 17, we want to see him as the Spirit of truth. You with me? Because in John 14, 16, he said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Then verse 26 says, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, and he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Then in John 14, 17, look at 17, he said, even the Spirit of truth. See, not only is he a comforter, and I know here in 14:26 and 14:16, he's talking about the miraculous indwelling of the Holy Spirit. But my buddy, let me tell you something too, that once we receive the Holy Spirit and that Holy Spirit dwell in our temple, don't you tell me we ain't comforted, amen? Right. Amen. To realize all things going to be what? All right, amen. Am I right? Why? Because you drop down to verse 17, it's called the Spirit of truth, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. See, they cannot even receive it. Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwell with you, and he shall be with you. And what he's simply saying here, they can't see it because they don't know him, because it ain't in them. Amen. Y'all hear what I just said? How can they know him and he's not a part of them? Let me tell you something, brother. I want you to listen to me. Wrong do not produce right. You with me? See, you can't be wrong and be right. You can't start off right and get wrong and still be right. Right equal right to be right. You are washed to be sanctified, to be justified. That brings about righteousness. And what he's saying here, he said, the Spirit of truth, because we know who he is. 1 John 5:13. These things were written that we may. And because you know, we know, because we know it's right. So how are they going to be right when they don't even know who he is? Isn't that what it says? They can't do it. So you telling me that because this Spirit of truth, which is right, that gives us comfort, amen, and you know to keep it, you got to be right. To be justified, am I right? So when you tell me you're going to allow anything and everything come in here because you like them and you don't want to hurt their feelings for you to lose your rightness? Do that make sense? You think Jesus said you got to hate your father, hate your mother, hate your brother and your sisters for my sake? Amen? Sometimes you got to make decisions. Because you can't serve two masters. You just can't do it, brethren. Amen. Because right got to follow right in relationship. See, to understanding what is the will of the Lord. And that's the reason why. He said, the world can't know this. You can't expect Baptists, Methodists, Episcopalians to know this. Because they don't have it. Now, it may look like it. They may talk like it. They may want to act like it. But it's phony. Because it's not the real thing. Because they can't know. You cannot know and be right. You can't know and call yourself a Baptist and be right, because that's contrary to the Spirit. Amen. Same way. You can't come up in here and sins in your life and say amen. You can say it, but that's all you is doing, just saying it. Because in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. That's in vain worship. That's not true worship. True worship is when we worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. I don't have time. Time don't run out. I'm going to give you a couple more things. I don't have time, but you might want to write them down. See, and then when you get that, then, number one, Romans 8:27, this is what I want you to write down. I'm going to slow it down. You will have, that's right, mind of the Spirit. See, then you have the mind of the Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit do. The Holy Spirit make you think right. Have the mind of Christ. See, that's how we all are one, amen. See, that's how we all speak the same thing, build the same mind, and build the same judgment, because we all been washed, we all been sanctified, we all been justified, we all are guided by the Spirit of truth, we all have the advocacy, and because of all that here, man, we all have the mind of Christ, and that's the reason why we all speak the same thing, amen. That's the reason why we're safe. Amen. Because we wouldn't be safe if he thought one thing, you thought one thing, you thought one thing, you thought one thing. We'd all be in trouble. But we all got the mind of what? Mind of the Spirit. Right? Then 1 Corinthians 2:11. See, 1 Corinthians 2:11, that is that he allowed you to know. To know. You know what you're doing, amen. You know whether you're right or wrong, amen. Amen. Somebody say, you show up, when you get up here, you act like you just can't get up here. But when you get up here, you'd be a different person. You know why? Because I know. Amen? Am I right? And then 1 Corinthians 2:11, see, I want you to write the word, he searches. He searches all things. 1 Corinthians 2:10. He searches all things. See, when you know, when you have the mind of the Spirit, see, then 1 Corinthians 2:10, then he's going to allow you to examine, he's going to allow you to search, and he's going to allow you to be truthful to yourself, because, see, you're not going to deceive yourself, because the Spirit going to make you make right decisions in your life. Am I right? Sometimes we search and what we find we don't like, and we delete it. Y'all with me? I don't like that. Sometimes when you search, and then the Spirit tells you something, amen. It may tell you, get rid of your wife. Because anything that's contrary to the will, you got to let go, amen. Maybe I shouldn't have said wife. But it's the truth, amen. Y'all smile. It ain't that bad. Amen. 1 Corinthians 12:11. See, it lets you know according to his will. Because that plays an important part. Amen. Remember John 14:14? Anything we ask in his name, he will do for us. That's according to his will, right? Amen. According to his will. All right? Romans 15:30 is that we must have the love of the Spirit. Right? Love of the Spirit. And then 1 Timothy 4:1. Guess what? The Spirit speaketh expressly. The Spirit speaketh expressly. People say, he put that on my heart. Well, the Spirit put it on your heart when you studied, amen. Is that right to say? Sure it is. When you study, he that believeth and is baptized, he put that on your heart, amen? Everything we talked about, he put that on our heart. The Holy Spirit is expressing. The Holy Spirit is teaching, amen? Amen? See? Am I right? John 15, 26, he bears witness. He bears witness. Romans 8, 26, guess what? The Holy Spirit pray for our intercessory. But we know not what to pray for. Amen? Am I right? We always talk about Ephesians 4, 2. See, Ephesians 4, 30, see, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, because we are sealed. Then Mark 3, 29, don't blaspheme him. Or Hebrews 10, 29, don't insult him. How you blaspheme? How you insult? Well, Hebrews 10, 26, if you sin willfully. After receiving the knowledge of the truth, there remain no more what? See, when the Holy Spirit tells you to do something, and you insult him, or you blaspheme him, or you grieve him, you do it when you don't do what he expressed to you to do. Amen. See, when you know it's wrong, but you go on and do it anyway, because you read in the word, Peter says it's better for you not to know than to turn. See, you worse than a dog who eats his own vomit. Amen. And that's the danger. See, the danger of lessons like this. You know the danger of lessons like this here? For me to teach it, and you hear it, and we go through it, scripture by scripture, and scripture, and you sit here, and faith comes by hearing by the word of God, and you hear it, and you know it, but you don't listen. Shame on you. See, everybody ain't going to preach to the lesson. You might say, well, I should have went somewhere where they weren't going to preach it. So I don't have to hear it. But see, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So once you hear it, amen. I saw some of you writing these scriptures down. Do you know what you're writing down? Man, you're writing down power. And when you write it down and you understand it and you know it and you search it and he expresses it and speaks to you, shame on you. When you don't obey. Y'all with me? You better be careful. There'll be one here today that needs to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Come right now as we stand and we sing.